for those present is Senator Ferguson, Senator Kelly, and Senator Bakes, Chairman. I just see that Senator Eliason has just walked in the door, as is customary. Are you here to testify on a bill?
I'm just here if they're going to make the amendments of Senate Bill 150.
Okay, let's take that. With you being here, let's go ahead and take up Senate Bill 150 then, if that's all right with the committee. That is the bill. That's the, originally started as the Department of Environmental Conservation Water and Sewer Bill. And now with water and sewer projects feasibility studies, the total is $87,986,500. And it's a variety of grants. Senator Eliason, please.
Thank you. I just wanted to, this is the last opportunity we have to make any changes in what I was proposing to do. If in fact you want to open up the committee some sort of amendment or whatever, I don't choose to change it from Lamas. I just want to take some funding out of the Pacific project and put it to a Hannibal project.
What's the will of the committee on this? Senator Eliason is asking us if we'd like to do this. May I have a copy?
He's not adding anything.
No.
Not adding anything.
No.
Yeah. We have the priorities. We have the best of this work.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Senator Ferguson.
I think a rules committee substitute that make the, when it's presented on the floor, we just make it.
What is it, Senator Eliason?
Okay, the amendment would be page 7, line 13. Since the Blue Lake water source reduced amount from 3 million to 2.14
mole.
Page 7, line 13. Blue Lake water source.
Reduce it to?
2.140,000. And then that figure is added on page 7, line 9, Hartford water sewer upgrade. Because the total amount of that reduction was 860,000. So I would request that 860,000 be put in the Hartford water sewer.
Can you tell us the reasons for the change?
Well, primarily the reason there's duplication in another bill. And we have Heidelberg project is a very high priority in the governor's proposed projects in the community itself. And we're dealing with some very basic problems there. This project is underway now, and this is not going to be the project by any means, but it'll get us down the road. And I said, is of course the requirement too, but I just thought it was a higher priority in that one.
Senator Ferguson?
I just wanted to make a motion that we come to substitute the Senate Bill 150 recommendation of Senator Eliason.
Well, we're saying that we adopted this committee amendment.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the backup information for here in the breakdown.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Eliason. Are there any objections to Senator Ferguson's motion to have a Rules Committee amendment on the floor? Great. Thank you. And Senator Eliason. Yes.
Madam Chairman.
Thank you very much.
Madam Chairman, legal regulator of Chugach, 3.79. I haven't seen it, but I believe the House is going to recommend that we go along with the governor's recommendation 148 being a river.
Where is that, Justin?
It's on page 7, line 22.
Okay, wait a second. Are you saying that the House is going to recommend that be decreased?
No, I'm saying on the Senate side, through a motion that I made, that changed Eagle River to Anchorage project. But on the House side, I believe the
won't schedule this bill with the occurrence of the committee until later in the week, and maybe we can check that and make sure, not make any changes.
Were they asking for 1.8 of the money beyond 3.7?
It was 1.8.
Yeah, it was 1.8 that was being asked by the governor. And we moved it over, knowing that we had 3.7 in this bill. But my understanding is that the House is made of people.
Maybe this is a case where we could do this on the floor if, when we see 152.
Well, I think if we don't
want to do it. I really don't know.
Okay. What I'm saying is that if they in fact change the supplemental match to 1.8 for the Eagle River, then really we have 3.7 in this bill, and there's duplication.
Well,
that's neither here or there until we see the bill.
I should take a look at the bill. I'll try and figure out.
Right. I
the problem is that I'm not going to be here Monday, and I don't want this bill coming to this floor.
Are you going to be here Tuesday?
I'll be here Tuesday.
Well, I promise you it won't come on the floor until after Tuesday. We have lots of bills now, Senator Kelly, to pick and choose from. So, yeah, we will keep this bill until everybody is there and everybody can see it. Besides Senator Eliason's amendment, which will be a Rules Committee amendment, are there any other objections to calendaring Senate Bill, committee substitute for Senate Bill 150?
Madam Chairman, I move that the replace the committee substitute for Senate Bill 150 Finance Amendment Rules Bill amendment to be changed, and if there needs to be a change, we can do that.
Great. Thank you very much. If on the floor, though.
Yeah. We're not doing that.
No. Okay. Great. Thank you. Senate Bill 150 then will be calendared. All right. Starting with House Bill 218, and then we'll go in alphabet. Is there anyone here to testify on House Bill 218? Okay. House Bill 18 is an act relating to the Board of Marine Pilots. It's the Marine Pilots are due to be sunsetted on June 30th, 1983. 218 would extend the life of the board until June of 1987. In your folders is a copy of the letter from the House Labor and Commerce Committee, which summarizes the activities of the board and recommends they be continued. There's a zero fiscal note attached here stating that the continuation of the board provides no additional impact on the Department of Commerce. And it passed the House on a vote of 34-0. Do I have any motions to calendar 218?
I move calendar 218.
Any objections? All right, fine. House Bill 218 then will be calendared. House Bill 224, an act relating to the Board of Nursing. Similar scenario here.
I move calendar.
Right, any objections to calendaring the Board of Nursing? All right, fine. So House Bill 224 will be calendared. Senate Bill 19 began as a $30 million bill for the construction of dormitories at the University of Alaska, Anchorage, and Fairbanks campuses. There was a HES committee substitute and now a finance committee substitute. The appropriation is approximately still $30 million. And several items were deleted. The committee added a couple of new items in the form of a Cuscoo Technical Center and a Cuscoo Community College monies, and monies to move an office building at the Cuscoo Community College. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to calendaring Senate Bill 19?
I think I object because I prefer the original.
You can
put object to the finance committee.
Okay, then you need to write that down on your individual recommendation. All right, hearing no other objections, then Senate Bill 19 will be calendared. Senate Bill 53, this bill amends Title 29, Chapter 52, which deals with municipal governments and property taxes. And right now, municipal governments must levy a business property tax unless they were of those a few occasions where they had grandfather rights and they don't have to. what this bill will do is give municipalities the option of either levying a business property tax or not levying a business inventory tax. Is there anyone here that wishes to testify on Senate Bill 53? Yes, sir.
That the calendar is sent back.
It's been moved to calendar Senate Bill 53. Any objections? Senate Bill 53 then will be calendared. Senate Bill 98. This is the bill that is a supplemental appropriation to unincorporated community assistance grants and municipal revenue sharing. It's a $30 million bill. $25 million would go to the Department of Revenue for Municipal Assistance Fund, $2.9 million for miscellaneous service accounts and distributions to municipalities and other recipients. Is there anyone here that wishes to testify on this bill?
Madam Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I like the $16 million figure, which is put in the supplemental by the governor.
Objections to calendaring Senate Bill 98. Senate Bill 98 will be calendared. Senate Bill 161. The original version of this bill appropriated $142,000 to the Fishery Industrial Technical Center of the University for Salmon Quality Control Education. Section 3 also states that it was the intent of the legislature that future funding for the center be submitted as part of the university budget. The CS was adopted by Finance, which revised Section 3 that said any continuation of this will be in the university's budget. Apparently, it was the intent of the legislature last year to have this as an ongoing research project of the university. The university didn't do it. It eliminated these fundings from its research projects monies, and this bill would reinstate that money. Any questions? 161. Objections to calendaring Senate Bill 161. Hearing none, Senate Bill 161 will be calendared. Senate Bill 187 has to do with the Alaska Police Standards Council. Right now, certain information is very difficult to get because of confidentiality and police files not wanting to be opened and certain information being closed. And this would give the authority under certain conditions of subpoena for the Alaska Police Council group to get information they need on an investigation.
How much bill is that?
187.
These people are just advisory, right?
These people are advisory. The Alaska Police Standards Council is empowered to establish and enforce minimum standards for the employment of police officers. In the past, the council has experienced some difficulty in obtaining records from some police departments. And this would give them subpoena power, investigatory authority to the council, and authorizes the issuance of subpoenas.
I think I am too at this time.
All right, we have to want a calendar, and Senate Bill 187 has objections to calendaring and will be held at this time. Senate Bill 187 will not be calendared. Senate Bill 165. This is technical. To change the statute to include all kinds of racing on highways that the particular board here that determines who can race on the highways and who can't be included. What happened is they eliminated bicycles, and they wanted to be sure that bicycle racing would be allowed on public highways. And then they realized, well, in 5 years something else may come along, so let's open the law stating that racing events can be held on public highways, depending on if that particular body that determines these things authorizes it.
I move that the calendar.
Any objections to calendaring Senate Bill 165? Okay, it's been moved and there is no objection. Senate Bill 165 will be calendared. Senate Bill 7. Senate Bill 7 was heard in the Finance Committee today. It appropriates $10 million to the Local Service Roads and Trails Program. This program was created by statute a number of years ago. A lot of its funds have been gotten by bonding. In the last couple of years, the legislature has made direct appropriations to it. Do I have a motion to calendar Senate Bill 7?
So moved.
Any objections? Senate Bill 7 will be calendared. Senate concurring Resolution 10. Senate concurrent Resolution 10 authorizes Festivals Fairbanks, authorizes them to do the work to plan a 25th anniversary to statehood in the Fairbanks area, that they would be the official agency. They do not want any state money. According to testimony this morning, they are not going to ask for state money, and the funds have been raised privately by interested folks. Any objections to calendaring Senate Concurrent Resolution 10? Mm-hmm.
That was the big one.
No, it's a